You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Matt Wilhelm with you here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Last hour of the bye week show here on this channel, obviously. We'll be back with the Browns getting ready for the Tennessee Titans game in week number 5. Matt, out at the PNC Bank in Fairlawn. Go ahead and see him out there, folks, and check in with him. They got food, drinks, game, fun, prizes, all kinds of good stuff going on out there at the PNC Bank in Fairlawn. So go pay a visit to Mr. Wilhelm. Give him your regards. And everybody have a good time out there, which is a lot of fun. That's what it's all about here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt, we're hopefully going to be joined by Frank Stams in a little bit, who played on the 1988 National Championship team at the University of Notre Dame. So you certainly can, you guys have that in common, at least as college champions.
Yeah, we'll compare rings over here.
Yeah.
We'll compare rings at PNC Bank in Fairlawn.
There you go. Get a little ring comparison there. I like that. That'll be good stuff there. Yes. As we look at these divisions here in the National Football League after 3 weeks, where do teams – does anybody panic after 3 weeks in the NFL? Take me in the locker room. Where are you at? Do you get too high or too low?
You're right in between, Nathan. In most cases, I would say the stress level and anxiety associated with being 0-3 at this point is extremely high in some locker rooms. But is the panic button being hit? You know, like stomped on? No, not really. I think that also too. I mean, teams going into a season. What's extremely hard for some head coaches is when you understand, and that's where I think that Mike Pettine has done such an amazing job with his football team, you know, with the national media not extremely getting behind the Cleveland Browns and expecting them to have a successful football season. And of course, in some cases, being 1-2, superseding their expectations of these first three games. Is, there's some teams out there that I think, you know, Tampa Bay Buccaneers are one, the Oakland Raiders are two that come to mind, where your expectations going into a football season, which is very hard for me as a player that's been a part of some very successful football seasons, but you're just trying to take a step in the right direction. You know, you're trying to win some football games and build some confidence, and it's very hard at 0-3, and we've heard the frustration in a locker room that can come out in Charles Woodson going into last week's football game. It's like, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah,
we're
just not very good. This is bad.
Not very. No, that means, you know, and again, for him, he's supposed to be the guy that everybody looks to. He's the leader. And in some cases, he might be questioning, what the heck am I doing here in Oakland?
Yeah, certainly at that point in his career, Charles Woodson certainly hopefully would like to think that he's above going through these kind of struggles at this point. But that is the National Football League, unfortunately, and it can be a very, very cruel league at times, and you've got to bring it every single week. Let's take a look at these divisions right now and get an idea of how we think they are going to shape up. And also, we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. Any Browns questions you have, the running back, the backfield, the bye week, who needs to step up the most for this team? We want to hear all of that stuff from you right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're also getting some tweets as well, and we certainly will get to those in just a second. Let's start here in the AFC, AFC North. The Bengals 3-0 right now. They have the best point differential in the National Football League, plus 47. Baltimore right now is 2-1 with a differential of plus 15. The Steelers 2-1 with a differential of 1, and the Browns 1-2 with a differential of minus 3 only. So the Browns have been very competitive here, but sit at 1-2. This division, how do you see it playing out the rest of the way here in the AFC North?
I think Cincinnati is the they're the cream of the crop, and I think that they've held suit thus far. They too, like the Browns, are on a bye this week, so they're going to get healthy. And I think they're a team probably that wishes they were continuing that hot hand. They do have AJ Green, who struggled with some foot injuries. I believe it's a toe injury,
yep.
So maybe he'll get healthy over the course of this bye. But I do think that Cincinnati is the team to beat in this division. And as we know, Nathan, and you've covered the Cleveland Browns a lot longer than I have, is it's a slugfest. You know, I think that, all these teams would probably be extremely excited to sweep any one team. And we've seen it year in, year out where, you know, everybody goes 1-1, you know. And again, that's where I really feel, and I said this the other day, I believe it was with Michael Ragai, it's, you know, for the Browns to split in this division, that means possibly lose to Cincinnati, but also win one against Cincinnati. And then that means we have to go 2-0 in our two other remaining division games against Baltimore, at Baltimore to close the season out, and upcoming have the Pittsburgh Steelers come to town. So I think the Browns are extremely competitive. They're in a great spot, even though they're sitting at 1-2.
Yeah, and you wish that maybe those games in the division had come a little bit later, because it seems like a team that just needs to figure a couple things out here, and hopefully the Browns will be able to do that in week number 5 as we continue to look now at the divisions in the AFC. I agree with you. I think we're going to see the Cincinnati Bengals ultimately win this division, but I think it's wide open after that. I think Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, very, very competitive and very, very close teams to one another. In the AFC South, Houston 2-1, Indianapolis 1-2, Tennessee 1-2, Jacksonville 0-3. I think ultimately Indianapolis rises to the top there and wins that division.
I definitely do too. I think, you know, Houston at this point is still a very flukish type of football team. That they too were a team that a lot of national media didn't have winning a lot of football games. So they're again beating the odds right now, and I believe it's just a matter of time before the Indianapolis Colts get their stuff together. I think led by Andrew Luck and that offense that is just so explosive, and they're gonna win that division and probably be a high seeded team in the AFC.
Yeah, I think they certainly will be. As you go now to your old division, the AFC West, Denver 2-1, your Chargers 2-1, Kansas City 1-2, Oakland 0-3. I think it's a two-horse race there, but I am in no way, shape, or form counting out the San Diego Chargers there. I think they have a very good chance to ultimately win that division.
They definitely do, and I think that their chances of dethroning the Denver Broncos in that division fall on the shoulders of Phillip Rivers. I think Phillip Rivers is playing amazing football now. I think that he's finally got a great group of receivers that are staying healthy. I think the defense will be a question for them, as it always is out in the very, very struggling and Western Conference, because the Denver Broncos, seeing them twice, seeing Peyton Manning twice, it's a very, very tough division. And I think that's the one thing. The Chargers can beat the Denver Broncos two times in the division, both on the road and at home, would be a huge boost for them in the playoffs.
It would be a massive boost for them in the playoffs. There's no question about that. That's something that, that's going to be big for them, because that's really where that division, it's going to come down to those two teams. I think San Diego can do it right now. Their differential is plus 20. Denver's is plus 8. Finally, AFC East, Buffalo and New England atop the division at 2-1. Jets 1-2. Miami 1-2. I think New England, the cream of the crop there. I think Buffalo fades. I think the Jets are close, but not quite there. Miami, same thing. I think, again, New England comes out of there. And when you look at it, I think the AFC West is going to get two teams in. I think the AFC East is going to get one. The AFC South is going to get one. And two teams are going to come out of the AFC North when it's all said and done.
I agree with you, Nathan. I think, New England, everybody's talking about Tom Brady's slow start. It's just a matter of time. He's a consummate professional, and he is the man who has groomed Brian Hoyer to be in the position he has as a starting quarterback in the National Football League. And I just think that overall they've got too much talent. They're too well coached. And I also do feel that there's not enough positivity going on with the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins.
Yeah, not yet. They're not yet over the hump. All right, let's go on the phone.
Works in progress. Works in progress.
They certainly are, as are our Cleveland Browns. 216-578-0850. D in Columbus joins us now. D, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Good.
I think the special teams collectively, as opposed to an individual, needs to step up. I mean, if they're going to leave Travis Benjamin in there, he really needs to elevate his game. I actually hold them directly responsible for the loss against Pittsburgh, and even more so this past weekend's loss against Baltimore.
Yeah, special teams has not been special thus far. And in the Pittsburgh game, what was it about the Pittsburgh game that you had such a big issue with special teams?
Well, looking back, if you remember Travis Benjamin, I think he went and he let a ball bounce again into the end zone, and that's how we ended with poor field position for that last and final drive of that game.
Right, right. Yeah, special teams. I wonder if we're going to see a change at the return spot there for this team, because right now Travis Benjamin has not really shown a lot, and he seems to be a little bit unconfident out there, and I can't imagine that that is sitting well with the coaches. I can't imagine that's sitting well with the team, and it's probably not sitting well with Travis Benjamin either, to be perfectly honest, but at some point they're going to have to address that, and I think you've got a lot of guys who are capable of that. We'll see what happens. Matt, when it comes to special teams, how much of it, because these guys work on this stuff all the time, especially on the return game and the snapping. You don't really work maybe the full team of special teams as much, But the guys catching punts work on that all the time. I see them do it, punts, kickoffs, and the kickers work, and the long snapper, Christian Yount, Cundiff, and Lanning, they work on their timing and everything together all the time.
They do, and that's where, you know, the center or the long snapper and holder exchange to me is probably the most automatic thing in a football game. And the fact that we've had, you know, not once but twice, maybe almost three times has it come up, whether it be a high snap or bad timing or a fumbled snap, whatever it might be. And so that's something that needs to get worked on, and that's why I believe Coach Pettine is at least exploring what free agents are out there, if in fact we need to upgrade that position at some point, whether it's this week or later into the season. But I think you're right, and I talked about it yesterday with Michael Ragai, is, you know, whether it be, you know, Justin Gilbert or Jim Leonard or somebody, it's like we don't have a whole lot to lose in regards to shaking things up, because Travis Benjamin, we know what he's capable of explosive-wise with his performances last year. But this year, like you said, whether it's the knee injury or his lack of involvement in the offense, he doesn't seem like he has a whole lot of confidence, and everyone's calling into question his judgment. So might as well get a fresh face out there. And I think, you know, Justin Gilbert, for me, he needs to get confidence from somewhere because he's not getting it as a defender. So that might be a great place for him.
Might be a great way for him, as you pointed out, to absolutely get that confidence and get where he needs to be. And hopefully the young rookie can get that kind of a jump start out there from somewhere. When we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we'll continue to check in with you on the phone lines. And we will also be checking out your tweets at Browns_Daily. At Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 57. Bye week Friday. We went through the AFC. We're going to go through the NFC. We've got the Friday forecast with the kids still coming your way. So lots to get to here on this Friday edition of CBD, driven by Liberty Ford.